Those are the conditions of Bachachas Chashtagim, Rav Yehuda Mitzachal Shabbos, Afkuf Mem Zayin. Rav Yehuda says someone who shakes dust off her clothing on Shabbos is chayav achatas for cleaning it. But this was only said regarding a new garment, which is black, and therefore the owner is makbid to get rid of the dust. Ula saw the Rabbanan and Pumbadis are shaking out their clothing on Shabbos. He said the Rabbanan be mechal Shabbos. Rav Yehuda told the Rabbanan they can continue doing so because they're not particular and makbid about ridding it of dust. Rav Yosef asked Abaye to give him his hat. Abaye was afraid to give it to him because it was full of dew and he felt that he couldn't shake it off before giving it to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says you could shake it off because again I'm not makbid on having dew on my hat. Says someone who folds up his talus from the bottom of the back, meaning like a talus that we were davening, instead of wearing it flowing down your back, you pick it up and fold the bottom all the way up back onto your head, onto your shoulders, and he walks like that into Shizram, he's chayav echatas because it's a masui. Similarly, a brisa says that clothing merchants and all other people who go out like that are chayav echatas. Also, a storekeeper and all other people who go out with money tied to his clothing is chayav echatas. Also, the people of Ratan and all other people, they could go out with a handkerchief hanging over their shoulders. Yehuda said Hurkanus, the son of Eliezer and Hurkanus, would go out with a handkerchief over his shoulders, but he would make sure to have a string from the handkerchief onto a finger to prevent the handkerchief from falling off. The Chum said you can go out even if it's not attached to your finger. Rav Nachman Achisa and Imre Achisa paskin that the handkerchief could be worn even without a string attached to the finger. Ula was asked if you're allowed to make a gutter with your clothing on Shabbos. He answered, it's usur. Zer explained a gutter means to fold up the clothing from the bottom to the top and fasten them in place. Rav Papa said, if you fold up a garment in a permanent way, it's usur. If it's done in a temporary way, it's mutter. Rav Dimi said, Rav Yehuda was walking the field, he lifted the sides of the talus onto his shoulders. Rav Yeshua ben Zeruz, who was Rav Meir's brother-in-law, said, didn't Rav Meir say that Yechayev Echatas if you do this? Rav Yehuda said, did Rav Meir go as far as to say Yechayev Echatas in this case as well? But that said, still Rabbi Yehuda let down the talus off his shoulders. Rabbi Yehuda felt that since it wasn't the back of the beggar that he pulled up on his shoulders, only the sides, that's why he felt it wasn't a problem. But again, still, he let it down. Rav said it was actually Yeshua ben Kafsari, the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, who had this exchange with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yehuda discussed this, but not that actually this happened in a story like that, in an actual Maisa. Zok the Mishnah, if someone bathed in warm water of a cave heated before Shabbos or in the hot springs of Tveria, he is not allowed to carry the towel that he used to dry himself because we're afraid that he may come to squeeze him out, even if you use 10 towels that are hardly wet. However, if 10 people are together, even if they all use the same towel to dry themselves, so it's very wet, they're allowed to carry it because if someone tries to squeeze it, the others will stop him. You're allowed to smear oil on yourself and you're allowed to massage yourself, but you can't do it in a strong manner. One also may not scrape his skin. This was done with a special keli made for this purpose and is considered to be an ovda dechol. Next, well, you're not allowed to go down to the Kadima River on Shabbos, and we'll explain. Also, you're not allowed to take medicine to induce vomiting on Shabbos. You're not allowed to straighten the limbs of a child on Shabbos. You're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. If an arm or a leg is dislocated on Shabbos, you're not allowed to massage them with cold water to try and pop it back into place, but you're allowed to wash the limb like you normally can on Shabbos. And if it pops back into place on its own, that's okay. Zuckdemar, from the fact that the Mishnah is talking about cave water and hot springs, we're talking about warm water. From the fact that the Mishnah uses the past tense as one who bathed, we see that you're not allowed to bathe the chatchila, but it seems that you would be allowed to shower the entire body in warm water, the chatchila on Shabbos, which is the shita of Rav Shimon. Mishnah 7 is topic, afilu be'eser aluntiyos. First case of the Mishnah teaches that even if the towel is not very wet, it still can't be carried by a person alone. The second case of the Mishnah is saying that even if the towel is very wet, it can be carried by people who are going together in a group. Bryce says a person could dry himself with a towel then put it on the wall of a bathhouse, but he can't give it to the bathhouse attendant because we're afraid that he will squeeze them out. Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to carry the towel home after you use it. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, how do we paskin? He answered that since Rav Shimon and Rebbe and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan also, you're allowed to carry the towel home after using it, so we're paskin like them. How can Rabbi Yochanan paskin like that? Our Mishnah says differently, and it's an anonymous Mishnah, and we know Rabbi Yochanan always paskin like a stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds that our Mishnah is actually the Shita ben Chachinoi, yet therefore it's not a stam Mishnah. Chia Bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says the bathhouse attendants are allowed to bring towels for the women to use on Shabbos as long as they carry them by wearing them over their heads and their bodies, and this way they can carry it. Also, if someone wants to wear a sachnisa, which is the kind of kerchief, into the Rishus HaRabim, he has to tie the two ends below the shoulders. Mishnah said, Sachin u'mashmashin. Bryce says you can smear oil and massage your stomach on Shabbos as long as it's not done like the normally done during the week. So how should it be done? So Rav Chaim Bar Chanina says you smear the oil and then afterwards you massage. Rabbi Yochanan says it means both should be done at the same time. Mishnah said, Avaloi misamlin. Chiba Abba name Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't stand in the mud of the Yumsis River because that has healing properties. Rehu the name of Rav said, the healing properties exist for 21 days each year, and the Shmuel explains that those 21 days end on Shavuos. Gemara says Lav Dafka, it ends on Shuas. Maybe it even begins on Shuas. We know Shuas is involved there, but Shuyan Shmuel says it ends on Shuas, and the Gemara says maybe not. Chalvi said wine from Prugisa and the water of the Mieses, they have such benefit and such pleasure. They give us such pleasure. That's what caused the 10 Shvatim to be lost from Klal Yisrael. They became entrenched in taking pleasure of these items and began to do Averis. Velos ben Aruch went there and he became, he started taking pleasure in that, and it caused him to forget all of his Torah learning. The Rabbanon had to daven for him to regain his Torah knowledge. Mishnah said Avoloim is Garuin. Rice says you're not to scrape your skin on Shabbos with a keli that's made for that purpose. Shmuel Gamliel said, if someone's feet are all muddy or dirty, you're allowed to use the keli to take the dirt off. Shmuel Bar Yehuda's mother made him a silver keli like this to use on Shabbos. Mishnah said, Ein Yordan Likur Dima V'chulu. You can't go there because the mud over there is very slippery and it's going to cause a person to slip, get his clothes all wet, which will lead him to squeeze them out. Mishnah said, Vein Oisin Apik Toisin B'Shabbos. However, Chanan Emi Yechon said, it's also to induce vomiting by drinking something on Shabbos, but you could induce vomiting by sticking your finger down the throat on Shabbos. Chemi says in a Braisa that it's also to do so, even induce vomiting even during the week, because it's Baltashkos on the food. Mishnah said, "Ve'im atvin is that cotton." Rabbi Rechanan Emi Yechon says, "You are allowed to swaddle a baby on Shabbos and put the limbs in place." Our Mishnah says, "You're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of a baby." So, ignore the Mishnah is talking about straightening the spine. That already is also because it looks like building, but just the other limbs, putting them back in place, that's mutter.